macroeconomic forces. The next and final environmental forces block is macroeconomic forces. This section is used to determine if your business model can adjust to macroeconomic shifts. This is where keeping up with current events is important. In addition to watching world and local news programs each day, I use an internet news aggregator that searches various news sources and delivers the headlines in a single web page. I generally reserve 1 hour each day to understand the macroeconomic forces affecting my industries. If you are short on time, the publication, The Week, is an excellent source that takes world and national current events and boils them down into their raw essences in a weekly magazine that is available in print and online. Essentially, when it comes to macroeconomic forces, we are looking at local, national, and world events that will affect our business model. As an example, I purchased a few properties in Gloucester County, Virginia, a few years ago. I made this purchase after a new bridge was built to connect the Middle Peninsula to the industrial hub located on the Virginia Peninsula. The Virginia Peninsula is the home of the industrial shipyards of Newport News and many government offices. Prior to the new bridge, property on the Middle Peninsula was far less accessible to centers of employment, which decreased property values. With the new bridge, property values rose on the Middle Peninsula at nearly 20% per year until an equilibrium was finally reached. By recognizing the effects that the bridge would have on local property values on the Middle Peninsula, I bought property early and made a lot of money that I would not have if I had not seen how local macroeconomic conditions would change property values. In addition to current events, you need to assess how global, national, and local economic trends will affect your business model. For example, have you factored in how the slowing Chinese economy or oil prices will affect your business model? What about changing infrastructure? How did the interstate highway system affect the automobile industry? What if there were more charging stations for electric cars? Finally, how might access to capital such as crowdfunding or changing lending practices or rising interest rates affect your business? Question: what are the macroeconomic forces that will affect your business model canvas? Critical thinking about macroeconomic forces. When completing a business model canvas, it is helpful to guide the discussion through the use of questions. When it comes to looking at macroeconomic forces that will affect your business model, the following set of questions should help you in thinking more critically about your business model. These questions are broken down into four categories: market conditions, capital markets, commodity and other resources, and economic infrastructure. Market conditions. Is the economy in a boom or bust phase, and what effect will it have on your model? What is happening in global and local economies that can affect your model? What is the unemployment rate now and going forward, and will it affect your model? Capital markets. What is the state of capital markets and its effect on your model? How easy is it to obtain funding in your market segment? Is seed capital available? How costly is it to procure funds? Commodities and other resources. What is the current and expected future status of commodity markets, e.g., oil, labor, and raw materials, and will it affect your model? How easy or hard will it be to obtain necessary resources? How costly are they? What directions are prices headed? Economic infrastructure. What is the status of the infrastructure in your market? What is the status of transportation, trade, talent base, and access to suppliers and customers? Are individual and corporate tax rates conducive to your model? What is the state of the public services and organizations you'll be dealing with? What is the quality of life and its effect on your model. Question: what macroeconomic trends affect your business model?